In union with the church throughout the world, Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Savior, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Assist us with your help, O Lord God, of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts, whereby you have given us life and immortality, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others caught branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds went ahead of him, and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise and thank you, O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined to his death and resurrection, we enter into life with you. Through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ, amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
As we now enter into the contemplation of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on the salvation of the world through his sufferings, death, burial, and resurrection, let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, the Lord God wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the church at Philippi. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, although being in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but relinquished it all, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples,
"You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
Then the chief of priests and the elders of the people gathered in the place of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and conspired to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said,
Not during the festival, for there may be a riot among the people.
Now while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying,
"Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum, and the money given to the poor."
"Why do you trouble the woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What will you give me if I betray Jesus to you?"
And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, Judas sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?
Go into the city and say to a certain man, the teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he sat at the table with the 12 disciples, and as they were eating, he said,
truly I tell you, one of you will betray me.
And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after the other,
Is it I, Lord?
Dipped his hand in the bowl with me will betray me. The man of heaven goes as it is written of him, but woe to that person by whom the man of heaven is betrayed. It would have been better for that person never to have been born.
Judas, who betrayed him, said,
surely not I, Master.
You have said so.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
take, eat, this is my body.
Then he took a cup, and having given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I shall not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the dominion of my Father.
When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee.
Peter declared to him,
though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
Truly I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane.
Sit here while I go over there and pray.
Taking along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, Jesus began to be sorrowful and troubled.
My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me.
And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed.
My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I want, but as you want.
And Jesus came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Again, for the second time, Jesus went away and prayed.
My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.
Again, Jesus came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then Jesus came to the disciples.
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the man of heaven is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. My betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
The one whomever I kiss will be the man. Arrest him.
And he came up to Jesus at once.
Greetings, Master.
And he kissed him.
Friend, do what you are here to do.
Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear.
Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, who will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen this way?
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled.
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter followed him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat with the guards to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus, so they might put him to death, but they found none. Though many false witnesses came forward, at least two came forward.
This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.
And the high priest stood up and said,
Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?
But Jesus was silent.
I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then the high priest tore his robes and said,
He has uttered blasphemy. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?
They answered,
He deserves death.
Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying,
Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Who is it that struck you?
Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him.
You also were with Jesus the Galilean.
But he denied it before all of them, saying,
I do not know what you are talking about.
When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
This man was with Jesus of Nazareth.
And again he denied it with an oath.
I do not know the man.
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter,
Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you.
Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath.
I do not know the man.
At that moment, the cock crowed, and Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bounded him, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying,
I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
What is that to us? See to it yourself.
And throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed. And he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money.
So they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one whom a price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set a price. And they gave the silver for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
You say so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?
But Jesus gave Pilate no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner, called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?
For Pilate knew that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him.
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them,
Which of the two do you want me to release for you?
Barabbas.
Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?
Let him be crucified.
Why? What evil has he done?
Let him be crucified.
Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
His blood be on us and on our children.
Then Pilate released Barabbas for them, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort about him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. Mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. When they came to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered Jesus wine to drink, mingled with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they had put the charge against him with red, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying,
You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying,
He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if God wants to. For he said, I am God's son.
The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said,
He is calling Elijah.
At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said,
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last.
Thank you.
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, when the centurion and those with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said,
Truly, this man was God's son.
Many women were also there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body wrapped in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away, and tell the people, he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception would be worse than the first.
You have a guard of soldiers? Go, make it as secure as you can.
So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone.
We confess our faith. We use the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we pray this morning, we want to add several prayers to those who are listed and whom we have been remembering for many weeks among us. This day, we want to pray especially for the Steerholtz Webster family at the death of Nick Webster, who is father-in-law of Chris Steerholtz, grandfather of Carl, Lily, and Eric, and of course, Albert Webster's father. Today, we remember especially Nick's wife, Sally. They live in New York, and we pray for her well-being in this time of loss. In your bulletin, we remember also Joe Moore. I just wanted to mention that Joe is Dan Harm's brother-in-law, and we pray for him.
Our response is, your mercy is great. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of mercy, awaken your church to new proclamations of your faithfulness. By your Spirit, give us bold and joyful words to speak, that we may sustain the weary with the message of your redemption. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, quiet the earth where it trembles and shakes. Protect vulnerable ecosystems, threatened habitats, and endangered species. Prosper the work of scientists, engineers, and researchers who find ways to restore creation to health and wholeness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, drive away fear and anger that cause us to turn against one another. Give courage to leaders who seek liberation from the oppressed. Bring peace and hope to those who are in prison and those who face execution. Hear us, O God. God of mercy, send your saving help to all who suffer abuse, insult, discrimination, or contempt. Heal the wounded. Comfort the dying. Bring peace to those suffering chronic and terminal illness. Tend to all who cry out for relief, especially Sherry and Terry, Michael, Joe, Marie, Mary, Judy and Ted, David, Barbara, Austin, John, Sarah, Robin, Rosalind, Brad, Julia, Ronald, Meredith, John, Katie, Joe, Candace and Evan, Michael and Alex, Marcy, Anne Marie, Stacy, Sally and Tay, the Sternholtz Webster family. Bring peace to those. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, we pray for all who will prepare and lead worship in this holy week. In all things, show us the ways that you call us to die to self, to live for you, and to give ourselves for the sake of others. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Here, other intercessions may be offered.
We pray for a spirit of healing and hope to strengthen and unite the peoples of the world in care for one another in this time of pandemic. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. We also pray for Nick Webster. God of mercy, when we breathe our last, you raise us to eternal life. With all your witnesses in heaven and on earth, especially Nick Webster, let us boldly confess the name of Jesus Christ, our resurrection and our hope. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And now, bound together by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Once again, welcome to all in the spirit of healing and hope. Announcements for this week. Our Holy Week services will begin on Maundy Thursday at 7 p.m., Good Friday service will also be at 7, and then on Easter Day we will have one service at 10 o'clock. I want to remind folks that this, well, shortly before noontime at 11:45, for all those interested, we will have a Zoom hospitality hour. All are invited. And then for the young folks, we will gather for our Sunday school time at 2 this afternoon, also over Zoom.
Let us bow our heads before God.
Almighty God, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Go in peace, be kind to one another, share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
And the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
with you.